This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu sallam, baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. So how many of you would like to have a long life? Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. That long life, if you wish for it, has to come with something else to make it worth it. Otherwise, it can be really dangerous. Let's see what the Prophet ﷺ says about this. In the book of Al-Mujahada, struggling for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Riyadh al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah mentioned hadith number 108 عن أبي صفوان عبد الله بن بسر رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله. رواه الترمذي. خير الناس من طال عمره وحسن عمله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made that longevity conditional. He said here صلى الله عليه وسلم in his hadith, the best person is the one whose life is long and his conduct is good. Yani long life with good record of good deeds. That's worth it. That's a life worth of living. But if you're going to have a long life and not so great record, man, I mean, what's the chances of people living long life and making mistakes? What do you guys think? High chance, right? Why is that? Because we're humans. We're prone to err, make mistakes, and make faults. We are naturally probably going to make a lot of mistakes. So the longer you live, the more probably chances you will have to maybe mess up, right? Because our nafs takes us downward towards desires, lowly things. It goes with gravity. Going against that requires effort. So to make sure that as you live your life, you make sure to stay in that good conduct, it's very important. Also, we know that no matter how you live, what's the best part of that life? What is the most important part of your life is going to be? The last part of it. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلُ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُنُ بَيْنُهُ بَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَعٌ فَأَسْبِقْ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Says a person will be doing the good deeds of the people of Jannah all their life. And right before they die, subhanAllah, they flip. They mess up. So they start working, so doing the deeds of the people of Jahannam, and they end up in Jahannam. And it could be the opposite. Someone lives a long life with messing up with their lives, but at the end, mashallah, they bring tawbah, and then Allah forgive them. So wishing for a long life is not as great unless you wish for good deeds. Also, we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that as we live longer, the longer we live, the more what? The more desire for the akhirah we have, or the more desire for the dunya, most likely. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال يكبر ابن آدم وتكبر معه خصلتان قال الحرص وطول الأمل. The son of Adam will grow, and as they grow old, two things grow with them, like the desire for two things grow with them. الحرص, which means they become keen at possessions of this dunya. And then طول الأمل, the desire to live longer, having hope to live longer. Probably you've seen that in our own subhanAllah household. And I remember my grandmother, rahmatullah alayhi, she was in her 80s, I remember. And all the possessions he had in her life can be carried in a bag. If you touch her cup or her spoon, you're dead. Like, khalas, that's for her. Don't touch that stuff. I love you, you're my grandson, I don't care. Don't touch my spoon, don't touch my plate, don't touch my cup. SubhanAllah. For them, those little things became the greatest possessions. And that's the nature of mankind. We grow old and we start having, more attachment to these little things in the dunya. Also, طول الأمل, we desire to live even longer. So in our 80s and 90s, we're still planning, inshallah, the vacation 2 years from now. I'm going to make this and make that jama'ah. What else are you going to be planning for? Unless you have that guarantee, that long life bring good deeds, then you be careful with that. We know that some of the people who've been given, of course, the chance to live as they wish, the Anbiya, the Prophet ﷺ said that you know, when come to the Anbiya, the prophets, when they die, the angel of death comes and takes permission from them. Can you imagine the angel of death comes to you and says, hey, are you ready? Should we pack up and leave? What would you tell your angel of death in that moment? So the Anbiya, the angel of death would come to them and ask permission, like says, ready? And if he was, Bismillah, like what happened with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said, فالرفيق الأعلى, said, I would love to be with the higher companionship. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, قَدْ فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ يُخَيَّرْ. I realize he's been given the choice now. And he chose to leave. Musa alayhi salam, on the other hand, has a different story with the angel of death. In the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for longer life. So eventually, when the angel of death came to him, he wasn't ready yet because he didn't take Bani Israel to Palestine. So he felt that his mission wasn't accomplished yet. So he slaps the angel of death and he ruins his eye. So angel of death goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complain, Ya Rabbi, you send me to a servant who's not ready to die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him back to Musa. He said, ask him to put his hand on the back of a cow or a bull. And as many hairs that will be under his hand, he will get this many years to live. So then Musa alayhi salam asked the angel of death, he goes, and then what? He goes, and you'll die. So okay, I'll go now. Khalas, if that's the case, no need to live longer. Let's go now. Subhanallah. So the Anbiya are different. Because obviously when they live dedicated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, what's the guarantee? But is it good for anyone to wish for shorter life? You shouldn't be wishing for that either. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he forbears from wishing for death. قال لا تتمنوا الموت. Don't wish for death. قال فإن كان لابد, if you had to, he said, قال اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي. وَتَوَفَّنِي مَا كَانْتَ الْوَفَاتُ خَيْرًا لِي. Ya Allah, give me life as long as life is good for me. And Ya Allah, take my life if death is better for me. That dua is very balanced. Because now you put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows best what is best for you. So if Ya Rabbi, if you know that living longer is better for me, give me that life. And if you know that dying is better for me, then take me out of this world. That is the best dua that you do if anyone goes through some hardships or difficulties. But if there is no reason for you to have that, then don't wish for it at all. Never. Because we don't know where the khair is going to come. Some people might think that the worst of their life is now. And they think that the best of their life is already gone. Not knowing that if they survive this trial, they'll have maybe another 10, 20 years later, subhanAllah, of goodness. So you don't know. You just need to do your best, inshaAllah ta'ala, and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give you long life and good deeds. So next time when you make dua to somebody by saying to him, may Allah give you long life, don't just do it that way. Just go, long life and good deed. That's how you make that dua for them. Otherwise, just saying to somebody, may Allah give you long life, shaitan has a long life for Jama'ah. So therefore, it's not enough until it's combined and paired with good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all good lives with the best deeds, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes?
So, prophets had a choice. Like, you know, not choice, like they've been asked.
Yes.
To die. So we are not going to be very asked. What is time we
get it? Of course. So if the Anbiya, of course they die with the permission, you know, when the angel of death comes to them. For us, we don't have that. So what's the point then if we don't have the option when to die? What's the point of making dua, say, Ya Rabbi, if you know my life is better to be long, though make it longer for me. Allah, by His absolute knowledge, He knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day you'll make that dua, So Allah already maybe answered that dua and made your life longer than what was initially expected for you. So that dua was already actually answered, Wallahu A'lam. So just make the dua. Nah. Yes?
What about non-Muslims?
Uh-huh. Non-Muslims with long life? Okay. What's wrong with that? They can live as long as they want. At the end of the day, what matters is really is how much of that life was worth it when it comes to the Akhirah. That's what's going to matter the most. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in the Quran multiple times, he mentioned about the people of the Akhirah, when they're asked, how long have you lived in this dunya, what do they say? قال, nahar, a day, sa'atan aw sa'atayn, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, a few nights. That's how they remember all this life. Not much. So all that long life is not going to worth it unless it really is going to lead you to a Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah make us from among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Nah. Say it again. Okay. Yeah. So, but they're two separate things. So the question is, as Muslims, your question is about basically the treatment is not wajib, right? So if someone falls ill, it's not obligation to find treatment. Is that what you're saying at the beginning? Yeah, so basically, in this case, is it possible for someone not to seek treatment so they don't have a longer life? Or should you seek treatment so you can have longer life? Now, either way, it doesn't matter if you seek or not. What matters is what you're going to do with that time that you live. That's what matters the most, whether you seek treatment or not. It's not obligatory to seek that treatment, but it's recommended so that hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, in kana musi'an, ahsan. If someone did not do well, let's they have a second chance to do better. If someone did well, they do inshallah ta'ala better anyway. So what about the lady who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking him to help her find a treatment or at least make dua to treat her from a seizure? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, if you wish, I can do that, and you'll be treated. Or if you want, you exercise patience, and I'll guarantee you Jannah. She goes, I'll be patient then. But I just have one request. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I go into seizure, لا أتكشف. I don't be exposed. Like my body doesn't get exposed. So the Prophet made dua for her. I still don't see where the link to the story over here, because he didn't necessarily make dua for a long life for her. It's simply just, I can make dua for you that you be patient with it. That's all. Wallahu a'lam. Nah. Yes.
It's better to have a mindset that you always seek to ask for a longer life and better deeds. Mm. Have the mindset of the other dua, to accept that Allah takes my life or my life ends tomorrow, then I'm okay with that. If I live tomorrow,
so which one is better, basically? To make the dua saying, Ya Allah, if life is better for me, give me that life. If life is not, then take my life. Or just make dua, Ya Allah, give me longer life with good deeds. If it was for me, I would say give me longer life with good deeds. Because the more I do, hopefully, the better my chance will be, inshallah ta'ala, in higher ranks in Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. Wallahu a'lam. Khair, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.